ICE subpoena prompts Chicago to suspend website helping illegal aliens obtain IDs. By Amy Furr on June 17, 2025. Democrat-run Chicago, Illinois, suspended a website that allows people, no matter their immigration status, to obtain local government-issued IDs. After being subpoenaed by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The news comes after illegal aliens were said to be permitted to apply for a driver's license in the state, Breitbart News reported in June 2024. According to Fox News, Chicago City Clerk Anna Valencia suspended the City Key ID application website once the federal agency let her office know it wanted information on applicants, the outlet reported Tuesday. City keys are a local government-issued form of ID that is accessible to Chicago residents regardless of their immigration status, gender identity, or criminal history. Her decision to suspend the online application portal occurred after ICE subpoenaed her office for the information provided by non-citizens. In their mission to pursue illegal immigrants, the outlet stated. Valencia said she and other city officials will fight handing over data to the government. She then claimed, "This is Trump doing a witch hunt and intentionally trying to instill fear in people so that they can overtake our democracy." Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, D., recently urged residents to rise up in opposition to the legal enforcement of federal immigration laws, Breitbart News reported Friday. The news came as leftists planned anti-Trump protests across the nation, calling them "No Kings" events. Despite the pushback, a recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found that a plurality, 45%, of Americans have a favorable view of ICE, according to Breitbart News. The outlet also noted. As rioters continue to act out, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has provided lists of some of the illegal immigrants arrested through their operations in LA, along with their criminal histories. For example, illegal immigrant Eswin Uriel Castro has convictions including child molestation and being armed with a dangerous weapon. Per DHS, which also noted he has been arrested for robbery and domestic violence. He has also previously been deported. Other criminal histories, which can be found here and here, include willful cruelty to a child, assault with intent to commit rape, sexual battery, grand theft larceny, possession of a prohibited weapon, and much more. Per the recent Fox article, city officials have said they do not have to comply with the subpoena. However, if ICE obtained a court order, the situation could take a significant turn. Click here to read more articles about Chicago.